Matt Greenwood back on KJS Sports Talk, and I'm speaking with Chase Waters of the Fox Warrior football team. And well, he just made a decision recently to further his football playing career at Quincy University, and so we're here to talk to him about that. And Chase, as we have you on here on the Sports Talk show, just kind of take us a little bit before we get to what ultimately led you deciding on Quincy, kind of take us through the recruiting process, some of the visits you had, kind of things that you were looking for in your decision to, you know, choose a college.
They were my first and only offer, so that really kicked it off. And then once I got up there for the visit, it really made me feel like at home. You know, it's a small town, and they're on the rise with their football team. They didn't do too good last year, but I think they got something growing there, and I can't wait to be a part of it this fall.
I do want to touch a little bit on your Fox career, because the way you and a lot of the seniors went out, you kind of went out with a bang. And I know losing in the district championship to Poplar Bluff couldn't have been easy, but the ride to that point was obviously very special, with, you know, getting off to one of the best starts in program history, to doing something that no Fox team had ever done, and that's have 3 1,000-plus-yard rushers. But obviously, freshman, sophomore, junior year, you start learning how to become a better football player. When it comes to your senior year, what do you feel, or how do you feel about the things that you learned and how they might prepare you for college football?
You know, my position changed 4 or 5 times throughout my high school career. So I went from tight end to quarterback all the way to tackle, and then on the defensive end, I played linebacker back to outside linebacker to now DN. So, you know, I really got to know a lot of the positions, and I really it was fun, but also learning where everybody is supposed to be. When I was at the quarterback position, you had to know literally everything, where everybody's lining up, where everybody's blocking. So playing the quarterback, that really that helped me on knowing the plays and stuff, like what was going on in the backfield. So, but then blocking, doing tight end and tackle, that was really key. You know, I mean, that's probably what I'm going to be doing up there at Quincy.
I know Coach Tinker was certainly a guy that, you know, it seemed like just being in y'all's presence that time that you guys came down to Farmington for the roundtable show, there just seems to be genuine chemistry between you and Coach Tinker and all the other athletes on the team. How much of that do you feel like you connected with the coach at Quincy? Was it sort of a right off the bat type of thing? Did it take a little bit of time? Kind of take us through what you're sort of looking for in your college coach, and sort of just how that relationship is at this point.
Yeah. So at first, my recruiter, Sean Kelly, obviously we didn't know each other at first. So, I mean, it wasn't like it was awkward or anything, but it was just, I was meeting somebody new. So, but I was glad to get up there and see, meet all the other coaches and stuff and they really made me feel like I was at home. So they're great people. And like I said, I can't wait to get up there, man.
I want to talk a little bit about, expectations of yourself in college. I don't know if you're going to start right away or what the deal will be there, but obviously the way you and the Fox Warrior football team finished this season, there were certainly a lot of expectations and goals that you guys had, and I feel like other than, you know, not being able to win that district championship, but again against a very tough Poplar Bluff team, I feel like you guys probably met those goals and expectations that you had for yourself. So sort of putting that mindset into what you're going to go through in college, what are some expectations, some goals that you have in mind for Quincy?
So I'm expecting a redshirt. I really kind of do want a redshirt so I can grow and get better and learn the offense and everything like that. But position-wise, I don't really know exactly what I'm going to play. They said some kind of interior lineman or tight end. We don't really know yet, but I'm expecting to be a better football player and a better student as well. You know, I mean, I hope to learn a lot of new things and meet a lot of new people, man.
All right, very cool. And you may have mentioned this in your Dream Team interview, but what are you interested in studying?
So it comes down to physical education. I really want to coach and help and teach, you know. But then criminal justice as well. I would like to do some kind of law enforcement.
Yeah, maybe you can kind of find a way to mix those two together. Who knows? But
yeah, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what kind of jobs are like that, but
yeah.
I'm sure there's something out there. But
definitely.
Anyway, all right, man. Well, I guess sort of one final thing that I ask of you, just to sort of give us a little bit of details about it. But on your visit to Quincy, did you get a chance to meet some of the guys that are expected to remain with the football team for next year, or is that something that you think is going to come a little bit later?
Yeah, so I went up there and I stayed with my friend Dominic, who actually was a football player for Fox 2 years ago. And yeah, and he let me meet all of his roommates and his friends and all the freshmen that are out there now, and just a great group of guys, man. They're fun, they're funny. It's just I can't wait to get up there and just destroy with those guys.
All right, very well put, Chase. Appreciate the time, man, and best of luck at Quincy. And I know it's a verbal commitment. National Signing Day will be February 6th, and can't wait for that moment for you. So thanks again.
Absolutely. Thank you, man.
All right. That is Chase Waters of the Fox Warriors, verbally committed to Quincy, ready to put that pen to paper on February 6th as he joins us here on KJS Sports Talk.